We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Dynasty Tradecast on RotoViz Radio, brought to you by our friends over at Untuckit and BetOnline.ag. Get in on the game, because we're about to get into the game of the offseason. Dan wasn't here for our the Super Bowl is in the books official announcement, so we're done. There's no more books. We won't have a single book until at least the draft. I'll say the draft is in the books once we get there, but until then, nothing really is in the books. I guess we could maybe talk about the combine in a couple weeks. But obviously, we're into the off season. We're going to be talking about various topics throughout the year. Off season, we're going to be talking about specific dynasty guys, specific types of players. So this week's topic is going to be quarterback free agency. Obviously, this is one of the bigger free agency classes we've seen from the quarterback position in recent memory. And so we'll talk about the value of the quarterbacks that are entering free agency, whether we think they're going to stay, leave, and how that will impact the players on their teams. So before we get into that hashtag content, I got to let you know that you should get involved with a RotoViz subscription by going to rotoviz.com/radio. 10% discount gets you involved, gets you our apps, gets you our articles, all the great stuff that RotoViz puts out for the offseason with Dynasty and Devy and all that great stuff. Got to get involved. RotoViz.com/radio. 10% discount. Now is the best time to do it. Right, Dan?
That's right. It's always a good time to get involved with RotoViz. But now is a great time, especially, you know, hashtag offseason.
And it's not really official, but Dynasty Command Center, now part of RotoViz, might be happening something soon. RotoViz hashtag collab with ourselves. All right. So with that tease, we're going to get into the quarterbacks. The first one is going to be Drew Brees. Drew Brees, pending free agent. Obviously, a lot of people would consider him one of the more likely to return to his current team. But, you know, there's always been rumblings of, oh, do they like Teddy more long term? Or the nonsense of, is Taysom Hill an NFL starting quarterback? So what are your thoughts on Brees right now? You think he's a lock to stay in New Orleans? And what kind of your thoughts on his dynasty value moving forward?
I wouldn't say he's I mean, nothing's ever a lock, but I think Brees is one of the more likely guys in this class to stay where he's been. I would probably, he and Prescott of this class would be the two that I would think have the highest and best chance of returning. I think Brees' dynasty value is virtually a redraft value. I mean, it's it's a one season at a time at this point. I'm not going to be trading for him really on in any format. I don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy throughout, obviously with the thumb tendon thing. Last year he missed some time, and you know, it's been this kind of steady decline. We haven't seen the high flying stuff. It's a lot of dink and dunk now. And, you know, it's nothing he can really help. He's still valuable, but it's not, you know, it's not the Drew Brees that we've come to know and love. So I feel like if anyone's paying anything based on the name, you know, it's a good time to probably get out. It was probably a good time to get out and really get actual value like 2 years ago. But at this point, I'm probably taking just about anything if people are trading for him. In two quarterback leagues, it might be a little bit different. He's still got a little bit more value there, but as far as like one quarterback leagues go, he's a good QB too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fine guy. Like in the rare circumstance where the guy who has Breeze is rebuilding, you can throw a third at him, and like, and even that might seem like an overpay to an extent. It depends on, you know, where you're at, what your scoring is in one QB, and how much you really need a quarterback. But also, he's that cheap, so if you need a quarterback in the offseason, go out and do it just to hold on to him. I do think the more interesting question, which I feel like we burned ourselves, or you know, maybe I burned myself much earlier in my dynasty career with the Peyton Manning and his weapons. So I feel like people aren't doing the discount on Michael Thomas and Kamara that we were doing with Peyton Manning's weapons towards the end of his career. So are you worried at all about the drop off from Breeze to the next option with Michael Thomas, or is it just he's top two, top three wide receiver, so it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I think the way the offense is built, he's pretty insulated, and obviously the talent portion is there with him. So, I mean, I don't think there's a huge drop off. I feel like they'll continue to just feed him. That's the way it's all built to run. I think Kamara had a down year because of injuries, and I feel like we'll see him bounce back. So if anything, I think Thomas is impossible to buy or sell, really, unless you're getting the King's ransom. And I think Kamara might be a good time to buy, to be completely honest. He's been sliding down some boards a little bit because of his, you know, the down year, even though it really wasn't all that awful. It just wasn't that big step forward we were kind of expecting with Mark Ingram not being in the picture. So I don't really think anybody's going to take a step backwards. When you've got those high-end assets and truly talented players, they should hold up, especially in an offense that's built to last.
Yeah, I think the big difference is that last year, Alvin Kamara was on that list of players that required a quote-unquote king's ransom, and now you can buy Kamara. It might cost you, you know, 2.5 to maybe close to 3 first value, but that wasn't the case last offseason. Last offseason, it was king's ransom, 3.5 to 4 first type value.
Right, right. Yeah, now you might even be able to sneak in that 2 first category. You've seen a lot of guys going for like 103 and 108 or something like that, which I'm more than happy to pay that. If you know, obviously those top 3, top 5 picks are going to be kind of the higher end guys, and then once you get beyond that, it's going to start to, you know, go down a couple tiers, but it's still, obviously we've been talking about this draft for, I mean, like 2 years, so we know this class is strong. It's still going to depend a lot on landing spots, and there's going to be a lot of, whether it's the combine or medicals or all of these different things, so much can change. It's really hard to put strict lines in the sand where we think these guys are all going to be. But, yeah, I think if you can get into Kamara for that 2.5 first, that's definitely a move I'd be willing to make.
And we'll go to our next guy, which is the guy that you also said is more than likely going to stay. And I think of this list, he's the most likely to stay just because he has the option of a franchise tag, and that's Dak Prescott. I don't think that Jerry Jones lets him hit free agency. I think they franchise him at the very least and then try and work out a negotiation for a long-term contract. It might be hard for them to fit all of the talent they have under their cap, but it's what they kind of committed to when they ended up, you know, re-signing Zeke. Like, okay, now we got to re-sign Zeke and Tyron Smith and Jalen Smith and, you know, basically all of the talent that's on that team. And so with Dak, I was a little bit surprised, and maybe just because I wasn't looking at it, you know, front-facing, but when you and Ryan were on and you guys were talking about Dak being a top 5, top 6 dynasty quarterback, I've always kind of more had him in like the 6 to 9 range. So I was a little bit surprised to see like the top five for him, because I see that him as somewhat dependent on Zeke and the offense running well as a running offense. And so I do think that that's where he belongs. I would say right now, I would say around the 5 to 7 range. I know it's really, you know, picking and choosing random numbers, but that's where I see him right now. And I don't see him leaving Dallas. So there's not really any impact on the future of, you know, Michael Gallup or Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper might be the one that gets lost here.
Yeah, we'll see how they balance all of it. It's kind of surprising because, you know, we've talked about all these big contracts, whether it's the linemen and Zeke and all of these different things, but they're actually in pretty darn good standing as far as cap situations go. They've got plenty of money to spend. They just need to do it correctly. I feel like we're probably going to see a Russell Wilson type deal for Dak, going percentage based to try to get him. I don't know that he's going to have enough leverage to get that top spot, but I feel like he'll probably get into that same, you know, that same type of deal that Russell's got, maybe just a half a percentage less or a percentage less or something like that. And obviously it'll depend on where the salary cap goes in the near future and how much extra is going to be available and yada, yada, yada. There's a lot to go on there, but yeah, I think Dak is one of those guys I've notoriously been higher on than most people. And it hasn't come back to burn me yet, so I'm still comfortable being relatively high on him. He's still in that top 4 or 5 for me because he's only been a quarterback one in his career so far. Yes, you know, having Zeke in that offensive line helps, but Dak has been very good. His struggles have all seemingly been big spot, prime time. You know, he's crumbled, and in this year he kind of took that step forward in a couple of games and played well in prime time. So I think we're going to see him enter his prime here soon and really start to flourish. And I just really hope that they find a way to keep Amari in town as well, because we've seen what that offense can be with Gallup healthy, with Amari there, with Zeke on the field. And that offensive line doesn't look like it's, you know, going anywhere anytime soon. And if they're all healthy, that offense is formidable, and Dak is going to continue to just do his thing.
And we'll move on to our next quarterback, little-known guy from California, Tom Brady. You may have heard of him. Tom Brady, New England Patriots. This is one that if you told me in August Tom Brady is going to hit free agency, I would have been shocked. Now, today, we're recording on February 11th. If he doesn't hit free agency, I'll be shocked. I think that at the very least, he tests the waters. Maybe he flirts with the Bears a little bit with that good defense. Maybe he flirts with the Raiders because John Gruden loves veteran quarterbacks. I don't quite see Brady living and, you know, working in Vegas. I see if there's a move, I think it's Chicago. But also, I think retirement is yet. I know that he said in his Hulu commercial that retirement is not in the picture, but like, if the Patriots say, okay, we're just going to let you walk, which is unlikely, but still, if they do that and he's like, do I really want to go to Chicago or wherever, he might say, be done with it. Probably not the case, but anyways, from his dynasty value, we talked about a few weeks ago, he didn't really have any. Even in Superflex, I would say he's worth like a late second. But yeah, I think that it's still up in the air as far as where he'll play. And I think that, honestly, for the sake of all my N'Keal Harry shares, I hope it's not in New England. I hope that they move on to a young quarterback or one of these other veteran quarterbacks in free agency.
Yeah, I think the writing's kind of on the wall there. I don't know. This one's probably the one I'm really just most confused by. It feels like retirement's just the clean out. But, you know, he seems like a guy that doesn't want to go out on the way that season finished. And if he does leave, it's going to have to be to a team that has a defense and has plenty of weapons, because the team he left overperformed defensively and they were kind of shown as such and has no weapons offensively. So he's going to want to go somewhere with an offense that, you know, he's comfortable with, and probably something that's going to be a little more run heavy, that they don't have to lean on him as much, but also they have the weapons. If they do need to lean on him, he has people to trust to go do it. So there's very, very few places, you know, that that even come close to having the things that he would need. I don't basically know.
Basically, Indy and Chicago are the two that fit that bill, kind of.
But even Chicago, I mean, they're going to have to bring in – I mean, Allen Robinson's fine, but, I mean, is Allen Robinson what they have really that much better than Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and what New England had? The running back situation is very similar when you consider Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery compared to Sony Michel and James White. And obviously the defense is, you know, Chicago's got a world-class defense. New England just, you know, they played cupcakes all season. And again, we saw them show that. So I don't know. The Brady one's weird. Like you said, Chicago and Indy are about it. But I think those two teams would have to commit to filling in on offense before they do anything else with the team in order to be like, hey, Tom, we're going to do this for you. And that's a lot. You get a franchise to commit a couple of years worth of their assets to a 75-year-old quarterback. Doesn't really seem like a great idea.
And our next one will be Jameis Winston. I will say I'm still not sure where this is going. I tend to still think that he's staying in Tampa, to my chagrin. But breaking news, he got LASIK. So he has been blind for his entire NFL career and now has LASIK. Now he can see. So all those interceptions are not going to be touchdowns. So I'm actually turning it around. Nope, I want the Bucs to re-sign Jameis long-term. He got the LASIK, 50 touchdowns next year. Book it.
Jesus. Yeah, I think he'll just be able to see the pick sixes happen more clearly is what that'll end up being. There'll be touchdowns, just not to who he's trying to hit. Jameis feels like a Gruden Las Vegas to me.
Oh, that's awful.
it just seems inevitable, honestly. Like, the circus is in town. Those two are two peas in a pod. And, you know, it'd be fine for Jameis, obviously, going from Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and the Arians offense to that is going to be a little bit different. But that one seems to make the most sense to me. Just, I don't know, the personality stuff and Vegas, it all seems like it'd be way too enjoyable. Because you know that Jameis can't think about all those buffets in Vegas and how crazy he's going to go for the crab legs and all of those buffets.
Oh, my goodness. So do you think that a move on, whether it's, you know, pretty much all these are going to be presented with moving to a free agent quarterback or moving to a rookie quarterback. Do you think that Evans or Godwin move down at all with a change of quarterback, or they're just too talented and doesn't really matter that much?
I think they're talented enough where it won't really change the floor. I think their floors are relatively safe because that's kind of what we lean on with talent. The ceilings might get affected just because if Tampa goes rookie on the bit, there's an adjustment period. And if they go veteran, you know, it's still going to be an adjustment period, but not as severe. They bring in someone like Marcus Mariota or Ryan Tannehill or even Philip Rivers. I think all of those are going to be somewhat lateral, if not upgrades to Jameis. But if they do go rookie and it's someone like Justin Herbert or even further down the list, that's going to be an adjustment period. And it's probably going to create a nice buy window, I would say, early in the season. But I think right now, Godwin and Evans are probably both hold just because we don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to our next one. And actually, I didn't prepare this, folks. I didn't tell Dan this was going to happen, but we have some breaking news involving a take. Okay. We have our betonline.ag take of the week brought to you by Blue Wire. Awesome stuff going on over at Friends at Blue Wire. It's time for you to get online with betonline.ag. We got our take of the week. Betonline.ag is your online sportsbook expert. Use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, BLUEWIRE, for a 50% welcome bonus. So what we got going on for our betonline bet/take of the week is Marcus Mariota, free agent. Not going to be for the Titans this coming season, in the 2020 season. But my take is Marcus Mariota will be a starting for an NFL team week one of 2020. What do you think of that take?
I think that's a somewhat safe take, actually. I think there's still plenty of GMs and coaches that went through the draft process when he was a rookie and really liked Mariota, and Tennessee just never really seemed to be the right fit, whether it was the coaching or, you know, the surrounding talent. Nothing ever really seemed to go his way. Obviously, his health never really held up either. But I think a fresh start for him is going to be a necessity at this point. But I think he's a starter. I wouldn't say he's high end. I wouldn't really say he's mid-level, but I think he's in that bottom quarter, maybe bottom third of quarterback talent. But he's good enough to be starting.
Yeah, and it might even be the starter for a team that drafts a quarterback in the second round.
Sure.
But I do think that there's going to be a sell window for Mariota, so don't go dropping him on your Superflex teams. I know that's not really a thought people were having, but I disagree with you. I think most people would say if they were betting, you know, 50-50 shot, they would say Mariota is not a starter in 2020 week one. But I'm betting that he will, and there you have it. The bet online. .ag take of the week. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE, BLUEWIRE, one word, for a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. All right, so we've got a few more quarterbacks before we get into our keep trade drop, 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 keep trade drop. Before we have keep trade drop, we've got a few quarterbacks left that we haven't talked about. We have Ryan Tannehill, the other Tennessee Titans quarterback. I think we misspoke with the Breeze and Brady. I mean, the Breeze and Prescott takes of them being likely. I don't see Tannehill go anywhere either. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like the fit obviously makes sense because we were able to see him kind of have that resurgence, and everything kind of made sense with Vrabel and the offense. And obviously we've seen the offense do things this year that we haven't seen in you know, the Mariota tenure. So that one probably is up there with pretty damn good odds that he's not going anywhere. But maybe something falls in their lap that's like, hey, maybe they love Phillip Rivers, or maybe they love Jameis Winston or something. You know, you never really know what these front offices are thinking. Tannehill seems like the safe bet. It'll come down probably the money, see what actually it will take to keep him around.
And the years. I think that's the biggest thing for him is how many years are you going to give him?
And, you know, if it's two at $27 million, probably that probably makes sense. Whether they have the space to do it or not, that seems something like I'd be comfortable paying for a Ryan Tannehill or like a Teddy Bridgewater. I just don't think you can get into that top 15 quarterback pay for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Phillip Rivers. He is the one that is definitely gone. He has not returning to the Los Angeles Chargers. So pretty much the bets are on Tampa, Jacksonville, or Miami because he already moved his entire family to Florida. So where are you betting on his landing spot of those three teams?
Well, if Jacksonville can get out of the Nick Foles debacle of a contract, that one seems like it makes sense. Obviously, I feel like they like Gardner Minshew. But they did go back to Foles for a very, very, very short period of time. So maybe they don't like him as much as Twitter likes Gardner Minshew. That one would probably be my 1A option. But going with Arians in Tampa, that makes a lot of sense. I don't see Miami happening. I feel like they're getting one of the top three quarterbacks in the draft, depending on if they move up, move down, or stay pat and just kind of take what's there. So, for me, it's going to be Jacksonville or Tampa for Rivers.
Yeah, and I think that if Winston walks, I think it's almost a lock that Rivers ends up in Tampa, and they end up picking, you know, a quarterback either at 13 or in the second round, and then Rivers is basically grooming him. Although Rivers doesn't really seem like the groom, the young quarterback guy.
No.
but he'll be playing in front of the young quarterback guy. All right, let's move on to our last free agent quarterback before we get into keep trade drop, Teddy Bridgewater. This one is the one that I think that people are kind of assuming he does have a week one job locked up somewhere. I'm just having trouble finding out where it is. So what are your thoughts on Teddy? Do you think he's a locked in week one starter, or you think it's maybe a chance that he re-signs in New Orleans and waits out Breeze? What do you think?
Yeah, the heir to the Breeze throne seems pretty likely. And I don't know where all this nonsense about Taysom Hill keeps coming from. I think it was the Pro Football Talk account. Like, come on. That all needs to stop. Taysom Hill isn't the quarterback. I feel like Teddy, that one, because of the last couple of years and the way it's all gone, you know, that one seems really easy to just put him there in it. A welcome back tour in Minnesota would be super fun. I would probably become a Vikings fan if they brought Teddy back, found a way to trade Kirk Cousins.
San Fran.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, I don't know. Teddy's kind of in that Mariota zone where I think he's good enough to be a starter, but it's hard to put him in that top 20, top 15, top 20, and really find the money to pay for a guy that we don't really know what he is at this point. Yes, he started 5 games and won 5 games for the New Orleans Saints, but there's the New Orleans Saints with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and a pretty decent defense. So I don't know. Teddy and Mariota to me are the two most volatile of this group, where it's really hard to pinpoint where they're going to be this coming season.
All right, now another word from our sponsors.
You ever seen an untucked button down? They look bad. Why do they look bad? Well, because they weren't meant to be worn that way. Thankfully, there's Untuck It, the original button-down shirt actually designed to be worn untucked. No matter your size or shape, Untuck It shirts always fall at the perfect untucked length. With more than 50-plus fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, athletic, and guys of all ages. They are fantastic. I've gone through the process. I've gotten myself a couple of Untuckits. They are legitimately great. I had the button downs. I've done the whole bit. Gone to whatever stores sell them. You know, sport men's warehouse, blah blah blah. Wherever you go and try to get fit for things, and they're never right. You have to tuck them in, wear cowboy boots and a giant belt buckle in order to look good. And Untuck It, we don't need to do that because they always, always, always fit absolutely fantastic. There's so many styles to choose from. Wrinkle-free button-downs, super soft flannels, outerwear. Some of my favorite stuff from there is their outerwear. And plenty more. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. And their website is super easy to use. That's the whole process I went through. I can vouch for that. It's absolutely fantastic. They even have a whole page devoted to helping you find your fit. So whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It is the way to go. Visit untuckit.com and use code BLUE for 20% off at checkout. That's untuckit.com, promo code BLUE for 20% off.
And let's get into another edition of Keep Trade Drop. This one is going to be... As we talked about last week, NFL rolled over into 2020 last week. And then that means that we had our first edition of Dynasty Startup ADP with rookies via our friend Ryan McDowell at Dynasty League Football. So what he posted on Twitter today were basically some of the top rookies and who they are being drafted next to in ADP with veterans. So we're going to go through a few of those and do our keep trade drop of the guys that are going next to each other. So our first one is Courtland Sutton, DeAndre Swift, and Kenny Golladay. Keep trade drop.
How are you expecting me to do this? That's genuinely difficult. I would say I'm going to keep Courtland Sutton because I feel like he's the best player here. I'm going to trade Swift because I feel like his hype has gotten absolutely absurd. And I guess I'd have to drop Golladay. And honestly, in this circumstance, he feels like the guy that got the hype for a while, and then it was just like the faucet shut off. No one talked about him. No one, you know, was pumping the gas to go trade for him, make moves for him. So I feel like because I like Sutton, I feel like he's the best player. He's the keep. Swift's the trade. Galladay's the drop. What about you?
I am in agreement here. I think the problem with even considering Galladay anything but the drop is that you can't trade Galladay for the 101. DeAndre Swift is the 101, and Cortland Sutton is having an AJ Green type ascension into being a wide receiver one in the NFL today. So I still like Galladay, and I think that what you're seeing with Galladay is a bit of sleeper fatigue in a way. So when a sleeper goes from a sleeper to a stud, we're like, hey, I just paid like a late first for him 18 months ago. Why does he cost two first now? You know, and so I think that that's something that happens, that when a player's value starts out so low and then, you know, ascends higher and higher and higher, the more it's like, oh, like, let's not talk about him because he's no longer the value he was when he was worth, you know, such a low price.
Right, that makes sense.
All right, let's move on to our next one. Keep, trade, drop. Michael Gallup, Jalen Reagor, and Christian Kirk all start us off with this one. I will keep Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup is one of my favorite buys, one of my favorite players to own in Dynasty right now. You know, you have the upside of if Amari walks, you have the floor of him just being one of the better wide receivers in the NFL today. I'm gonna trade Reagor. I think that some of the shine is worn off on Kirk. He didn't have a bad year by any means, but I'm not seeing the hype that I am seeing around people saying like Rieger's a possible top five pick. So I'm gonna trade Reagor and I'll drop Kirk.
Yeah, I think Rieger's the clear trade. I've seen a lot of he's wide receiver one for a lot of people, and I get the allure. I understand the process getting him to that point. I just feel like that's, you know, the hype alone is going to bring in more there. So I think Jalen Reagor is easily my trade. I also have liked Gallup. It's tough because I feel like Kirk has more upside. He just really struggles to stay on the field. And Gallup, we really haven't seen consistently enough. I mean, this year was different. This year obviously was his breakout season. And who knows with Amari? I mean, if Amari walks and it becomes Gallup as, you know, the main option while they groom a rookie or bring in free agents, whatever it happens to be, he's in for a big target share in an offense that I like a lot. So maybe it's – so I think I'm in the same boat as you. I think I'm keeping Gallup. And like you, probably still aggressively buying Gallup, because I don't think these are the prices Gallup's going for in most leagues. I think he's down a couple of tiers because he's definitely not talked about with these guys in those, you know, in those ways. So go, you know, poke around with your Gallup owners. But and then Kirk would be my reluctant drop, I think.
All right, next one we've got the Chargers running backs sandwiching a rookie. We have Melvin Gordon with Jerry Jeudy and Austin Eckler. So what's your take on these three?
This one's, I think, the easiest one on the whole list. I'm keeping Jerry Jeudy. I'm trading Austin Eckler because he has way too much value, and I'm absolutely dropping Melvin Gordon because he gone.
Yeah, it's funny. We talked about a couple weeks, I don't know if you were on the show, about does Melvin Gordon still have name value? And I think that just by the day, it's getting lower and lower. Yeah. And like, I don't think that Eckler or Gordon are good buys right now. I don't think that they are, you know, even good sells. Like, I think that they're just what they are at the moment. And so I do think that Jeudy is the clear keep. And so you just kind of have to flip a coin of which one you can get more trade value for, Eckler or Gordon. And I think that you can find a guy who is obsessed with receiving running backs and take Eckler. So, yeah, I'll go with you. Keep Jeudy, trade Eckler, drop Gordon. But really, like, it depends on your league. If you find a guy who likes Melvin, you can trade Melvin.
Right, yeah.
All right, two more left. We have Devin Singletary, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Robert Woods. Keep, trade, drop. I'm going to keep Devin I'm going to keep Devin Singletary. I think that he's one of the better young backs in the NFL today. I think that that Bills offense is going to get better next year and continue to evolve and be as they add some better weapons other than Cole Beasley. I'm going to trade Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think that he's fine where he is. I'm not like over the moon about him as a prospect, but I don't think that he's overvalued either. And then Robert Woods, I think he's just a victim of being up against two young guys. Like, if the problem with the keep trade drop game is like basically the drop most of the time is going to be the veteran unless you want to keep him. And I want to keep the young guys over Woods if he ends up being the drop.
Sure, that makes sense. And I actually have Woods as my keep. I think he's notoriously undervalued, entering his prime now, and you know, in a big offense like McVay's got, if he can get the, you know, if he can get the reins right on Jared Goff, we might be back in for another monster season. So I'm keeping Robert Woods. I really like Devin Singletary. I think he's going to be very comfortably a running back one, but I don't know that the community feels the same way. I feel like Edwards-Helaire probably is going to draw more in a trade when you consider either the physical draft spot to take him, or just by the name. He's been gaining a lot of steam as of late, even you know through the whole bowl process. People really started to kind of come onto him and jump onto that train. So I think he's my trade, and it would hurt a lot, but I think that would just obviously de facto drop Singletary.
All right, and our last one, keep trade drop. This one is probably the toughest one for me. Tyler Boyd, Cam Akers, and Calvin Ridley. For me, I'm going to keep Tyler Boyd. I think that he is going to be the guy that, you know, is the safest of this bunch. He's the guy who's going to be pretty much a wide receiver two for the next 3-4 years. I'm going to trade Cam Akers because there's going to be someone who thinks he's a top 8, top 10 dynasty running back in the next couple of years. And I'll drop Calvin Ridley, but I also think that he's undervalued. So I don't think I have no problem keeping Ridley either.
Can I trade all of them? Is that an option? Can I do trade? Man, I think I'm going to go reverse again. And I've never been a Ridley guy. I've always felt like he's kind of been – he was overhyped early, and then it plateaued, and then it kind of fell off again. And I feel like at this point he might be a buy, but he's struggled to stay on the field, to stay involved, kind of a lot of the things that maybe in the pre-draft and combine process, you know, with size kind of being an issue, and, you know, obviously a great route runner and does all of those things well. I just always felt like his size was going to be an issue. I didn't necessarily know that it was going to lead to the injuries that it has led to, but I feel like he's probably my keep here only because he's either the keep or the drop. He wouldn't be the trade. I think I'm keeping him. I think I'm going to trade Cam Akers. Again, you know, it's rookie fever season. All of these guys are going to draw so much, whether it's the rookie pick or the physical name. And even, you know, they posted that squat video the other day of Akers squatting whatever absurd amount of weight that was. And, you know, crap like that. It's just like, oh, that's good. Let's get trade 4 first for him. Yeah, he's my trade. And I like Boyd. I just really struggle valuing him in this tier. I don't know why. He's proven it. He continues to produce when he's out there. They're about to get Joe Burrow. It's hard not to say that he's the clear keep. I don't know how he worries me more than Calvin Ridley, because I've only always been worried about Calvin Ridley and still don't even like Calvin Ridley. Yeah, that's a weird one. I think I would drop Boyd.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. Alrighty, that'll wrap us up for today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting our sponsors, betonline.ag and Untuckit, as well as getting your RotoViz subscription, rotoviz.com/radio. So if you have any topics you'd like us to discuss in the next few weeks, if you have any games you'd like us to revive, particularly ones that we can do with two people, shoot them our way. And any last words, Dan?
Topics, guests, and games, send them over. We'd like to hear all of the different options.
There we go. All right, that wraps up for today. And kadoosh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.